Oh, I have ambitions, dreams. But dreams don't come cheap.
I saw a demon on my shoulder. It's looking like patriarchy, like scrubbing blood off the ceiling and bleaching another carpet. How my house get on it? Why Toya body don't embody all the life she wanted? The baby just 19. I know I dream all black. I seen her everything, immortalizing tweets, all caps. They say they found her dead. One girl missing, another one go missing. One girl missing another, but niggas in the back, quiet as a church mouse. Basement studio when duty calls to get the verse out. I guess the ego hurt now. It's time to go to work. Wow, look at him go. He really doubts to write about me when the world is in smokes, when it's people in trees, when George was begging for his mother saying he couldn't breathe. He thought to write about me. One girl missing another one, go missing. One girl missing another one. Yo, but little did I know all my reading would be a bother. It's trans women being murdered, and this is all he can offer, and this is all y'all receive. Distract you from the convo with organizers. They talking abolishing the police, and this is a new world order. We democratizing Amazon, we burn down borders. This a new vanguard, this a new vanguard. I'm the new vanguard.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello, hello world. Oh, June. So many high hopes for June. So many high hopes. But so far, I guess June has been a little better than May.
Has it?
I mean, a little. For me, at least, it's been a little better.
Yeah. It's only halfway. Probably more, was it, what, 12, 13 days left of June?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, hopefully it could be some more good news. There's been good news.
We did find out. Supposedly next week is the end of the world, because someone said that they redid the Mayan calendar, and the recalculation of it says that next week is the actual end of the world, and not 2012. So maybe.
That'd be interesting.
I know, right? Wouldn't it be interesting if actually next week, isn't it? Like. Bye. It was fun. But yeah, supposedly, if you calculate it a different way, next week, I forget which day, is the actual end of the world.
Well, hopefully it doesn't end next week, and I can actually get some days to relax or something next week. I feel like I need to I might go to the beach, something. I'm definitely not going to the movie theater.
June 21st. Sorry, so Sunday. Sunday, June 21st, is supposed to be the last day. It's also when there's supposed to be an eclipse.
Oh, yeah, there's supposed to be an eclipse.
So, yeah. So, hopefully, it's just an eclipse and not, you know, the world ending. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
So, I hope everyone has Father's Day plans. And good Father's Day things put together for their dad, because it's either going to be a great Father's Day or the last Father's Day.
Hopefully it's a good Father's Day for people who have fathers.
Well, everyone has a father. It's not everybody's father's with them, or not everybody likes their dad. Everyone has one. Except for the clones, I guess, if you believe in that's happening already.
Yeah. unlike you and not believing dinosaurs. But
okay. I mean, I don't know what that has to do with clones, but okay, slip that in there. Sure, fine, whatever. I'm just saying, if you believe in like that we've already started cloning people, then yeah, sure, maybe those people don't have dads, but most humans have fathers.
Nah, I've just been reading about a lot of the articles lately
about them finding little pieces of fossils and trying to make things for whatever stupid reason. Yeah, I've been reading those too.
Yeah. It'd be interesting if we get some baby dinosaurs at the end of 2020. Then it's like, oh, 2021, the end of the world because scientists brought back dinosaurs.
Well, they haven't found any baby dinosaurs. I'm sure you've noticed that. They haven't found any dinosaurs to recreate, so there's that. They've only found, what did they find? Oh, God, what was the thing they found? They found a bird of some sort. Some animal that we have now, anyway. It's just old. And they found, like, a fish. Which, okay, that's great. But why are they reanimating these things? What? Stop. Stop now.
They won't stop. They'll pursue it because it's what they believe they need to as scientists. And then when they've gone too far, it will be too late, and the world will be destroyed because of it. And we will be on the bottom of the totem pole and the evolutionary
chain. I don't understand. So here's my biggest thing with with that. There's so many other things to be researching. So someone told me that last week how many, like, they've discovered 312,000. That's it. 312,000 known plant species on Earth. That's it. Only 312. I was like, the world is as big as is it, and there's only 312 plant species that you guys have found? That can't be it. There's got to be more plants on Earth. But now you guys are trying to and the ocean too. Like, there's so much ocean. There has to be things in the sea that we have never seen. And so with those two things, why are we now trying to reanimate dead things? And also, why are we going out in space and trying to find stuff? There's stuff here on Earth that we could be doing and researching, on top of the fact that, like, there are things about the human body that we don't... Are you good over there? Okay. There are things about the human body we don't know. Research that! How about you guys figure out the female vagina and know everything about that, and then you can come talk to me about other stuff. But...
So, we went from cloning to dinosaurs to the female vagina and scientists...
I'm just saying, like, there are so many other things they could do. But no, let's try to reanimate things from a million years ago. Okay.
I wonder what's going to be worse, dinosaurs or artificial intelligence? We can definitely have like a Terminator situation in the future. We never know.
I mean, artificial intelligence is already bad. I don't need whatever the algorithms are that Facebook's got going, that I'm having a conversation, not on Facebook, just near my phone, about socks, and then like 2 seconds later, I get an ad for Bombas socks on Facebook. Whatever algorithm or intelligence is doing that needs to stop immediately.
Yeah, that's everything. That's like, that's even Google. No, that's definitely Google. Even just going, I mean, every 2 seconds, I'm like, really? There's an ad for that? I just talked about this in a completely different room where my phone was in another room. Somehow, they knew.
Like, I'm talking to my friend about whatever, and then I go to Google, and all I type in is, like, the first two letters, and I'm like, how do you know that convenience, okay, but, like, this is, like, stalking. Like, I feel like stocked. Stop it. Get out of my life. Like, I did, so I use so many different devices. You know, I have my work computer, I have my regular computer, I have my tablet, I have my smart devices, I've got Kindle, you know, I've got so many different devices, and I use them all differently. You know, some of them I only use for specific things, some of them I use throughout the day, some of them I use, you know, only sometimes during the week. So they all have different profiles because of what I use them for. But for some reason still, like, Google and Amazon and Facebook all think they know me, and I want to be like, but you don't. Like, I'm pretty sure Google thinks I'm a 60-year-old white man, and I'm like, I'm not, though. So relax. Like, stop trying to guess what I want. I'm gonna tell you when I'm ready. Chill.
Yeah, they gotta work on that. Like, it's too much of a hassle of, like, seeing ads. I'm like, at some point in time, I was like, all right, I don't want to see this ad. Get this ad out of my face. I'm like, this ad does nothing to help me. I don't need to see this ad. Remove it, please. Send something else.
Right.
I feel like we're gonna be in that world soon enough when we all have smart glasses, and then, like, advertisements are gonna pop up as we're, like, walking around.
Yeah, personalized commercial robots who are like, hey, so I saw that you were thinking about getting some new shoes. Like, yeah, no, I'm good. I don't want any of that. I don't want that to come into a reality. I mean, sometimes it's convenient, right? Like, I'm on Amazon, and I'm doing something, and then something will pop up, and I'll be like, that's right, I did want such and such. But, like, it's still creepy as hell. Like, it's mad creepy.
Yeah, I get that. Like, me looking at hotels, I'm like, oh, download this app for this hotel. Download this one for this hotel. I was like, all right, whatever, let me see. Like, sometimes I will go down that rabbit hole. It's like, maybe this app will be a good one for, like, searching for a good hotel for, like, August or whatever. I'm like, all right, let me check to see. It's like, okay, this one works. This one doesn't. And then I'm like, why do I have all these damn apps on my phone? Let me just start wiping them out.
Yeah, you definitely have to be careful about what you download on apps from the App Store or from Play Store, depending on, you know, what you use for your phone. Because, and I mean, some people just hit download, and they don't actually, like, read the precautions, and they don't take a look at, like, what kind of permissions the application that you're downloading is getting from you. Like, you really need to pay attention. Like, some of these apps, like, all you're doing is, like, playing some Match 3 game, and it's asking for, like, access to, like, all your contacts and, like, your history and, like, where you're going and location. Like, it doesn't need all that for you to be playing a game. Like, you need to say, nah, fam, that's cool. You don't need all that. But, like, you know, the average user doesn't know to, like, think about things like that. So, I don't know. They really be getting people. Especially now, I hope the contact tracing, however they're doing that, I mean, it's easy with cell phones, right? So, like, I sit here and I'm talking about how, like, oh my God, technology is wild. Like, I don't really want it to do what it's doing. But then we also use that same technology. The police use it against us. The government uses it against us, right? And then in cases, like, with contact tracing, that's exactly what they do. They just use technology, right? People have cell phones, right? They can check and see, did you leave your state of, sorry, Nebraska. Did you leave Nebraska to go to Oklahoma to go to the Trump rally? And then did you go back home? Like, and then did you, you know, were you around someone who had COVID? Because let me tell you, I am terrified. I'm terrified about what's going to happen Saturday. I'm terrified that all those people, or however many people actually go, I don't know. Because I don't know how many people actually bought tickets or registered for tickets who were actually going. I have no idea. But all those people who are going to those rallies who aren't from Oklahoma, traveling to Oklahoma, however they're getting there, train, bus, plane, car, and then getting to an arena, being inside, cooped up together. How many of those people are asymptomatic carriers? And then giving it to each other. And then all those people going back to wherever they came from. Like, I'm terrified. But apparently I'm the only one who cares. Because nobody else seems to think that this is a problem.
No, it's gonna be a problem. All these future Trump rallies gonna be a problem. Let's see, you got Florida, which has now become, which is about to become the new epicenter for COVID, because their numbers are crazy high, and the governor doesn't want to tell anyone. And I think it's gonna be the new location for their the RNC this summer too. So you got all those politicians and all those people going down there. How many of them are going to get sick? And because, you know, no one's going to wear masks. It's going to be like a mask-free zone. It's going to be so many people dying. So many people getting sick. And it's all going to be for nothing. Can't be smart like the Democrats who decide they're going to do their thing virtually. Smart. It's just going to be a whole entire mess this year. Like, you got that. You got all this craziness of, like, these Trump rallies. Then you got these movie theaters now talking about, we're not going to let, we're not going to have guests wear masks. And AMC being stupid, saying it's like, the reason we're not letting guests, we're not going to have guests wear masks because we don't want to get involved in the political climate that it is right now.
How is wearing a mask political?
Thank you. It is, they put out a statement today about it, and they put it as like, in about this mask stuff being political.
How, I mean, I didn't read the statement. I had, you know, I saw that they were opening up theaters. I didn't read the statement, though. How is wearing a mask political? Like, I mean, they're not going to force people to wear a mask, but if you want to wear one, you can, I guess. But, like, how is wearing a mask political? It's a health reason. It's not, like, people aren't wearing masks to spite other people. We're not wearing masks to make other people feel bad. We're wearing masks because we don't want to die. Like, what is wrong? Okay. I get so upset. I don't understand. I do not get it. I'm not doing it.
I'm not going to a movie theater until, I think, what, 2021? At the least, until there's a vaccine. I need a vaccine. Like, I want to go back to movie theaters. I miss going to screens. I miss seeing movies early.
I miss it so much. Like, I'm so, like, I mean, you know how many good movies we missed out? It's June. I mean, it's only June. But you know how many movies we missed out on so far? We've missed so many movies. Like, we should be talking about so many movies. And they're all gonna get pushed for the fall, so I don't even know. Like, the next year's Oscars, I don't even know how they're gonna decide. I have no idea.
Well, they just they put out some new rules saying, like, the Oscar season this year has been extended 2 months. So the cutoff. Yeah. So they're cutting off. They basically, it's like this: the Oscars is going to take place next year in April, and the last day to actually submit films for the Oscars will be the end of February 2021.
I'm saying there's too many movies, Roshan. Like, how, as an Oscar voter, how as a voter for the Academy, will you be able to? There's so many movies. There's so many. And then how do you, like, decide also, with, like, the things that went direct to video? Really, I don't know. Like, it's difficult because, like, I have to tell you, I haven't seen anything that went directly to video yet. I mean, to streaming. So, like, the movie with with Tracy Ellis Ross. I haven't seen it yet. Now, is that a movie that I would see? Is it? I have to think. Is it a movie that I would have seen if it had been in the movie theater? Probably not. So I don't know.
Not really. Yeah, I didn't really see that one. I hear it's okay, but I haven't watched it yet. So I'll eventually get around to it.
I'm gonna watch Pete Davidson.
The latest thing I've saw.
I think.
Yeah, that's yeah. That's next. That's next on my list.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna watch that.
Yeah, I saw the new Spike Lee movie. That was great.
Yeah, I heard good things.
Yeah, 2.5 hours, though. Very long.
See, here's the thing. I don't, here's the thing. Hold on. Let me take a step back. I do not understand people talking about long movies, especially people who binge things. You guys sit and watch the same show for 7, 8, 9, 10 hours. And then when they put out a movie that's like 3 hours, you're like, oh my God, it's so long. What do you mean? Like, like, how is this different?
It feels different because I'm like, it just feels different when I'm like watching like an episode of something that's like only an hour. Then I'm going into another hour of the same show, but it's completely different scenarios. While I'm watching like something that's in a movie, which is
but it's a which is told me this is gonna story. Be story. Like it's the same it's the same story though. Like aren't all most okay? It's the same arc though. Like it's the same story arc. Like if it's like a 9-episode series, like you're watching it play out over the course of 9 episodes. It's the same as watching a movie. I don't know, like people who complain about The Irishman being long, like if The Irishman had been broken up into, if The Irishman had been broken up into 4 episodes, they would have been like, oh yeah, that was great. It's the same thing. It's the same shit, but people are weird. people are weird.
We're just weird with life. But, I would recommend The Five Bloods to anyone right now, especially right now, because somehow Spike Lee just knows when to tap into certain things at the right time. So I was like, that was great to see that. I was also glad to see that he walked back those comments that he talked about Woody Allen being his friend. I'm like,
oh my god, why do people keep talking about Woody Allen? Oh my god, are people asking people about Woody Allen? Like is that like a topic of like who's asking people about Woody Allen? Stop it. If somebody asks about Woody Allen, shut up. Still say, you know, I don't know him. Mm-hmm. Act like Mariah Carey. I don't know her. Like that should be your answer. Because there is nothing you can say about Woody Allen that'll make you sound good.
Exactly. I was like Netflix probably was like, Spike Lee, you better walk back everything you just said talking about your friend Woody Allen. I'm like, this ain't the time. You got this movie out. This movie gonna really get Oscar buzz. Delroy Lindo is definitely gonna get in a nomination, hopefully, whenever there is Oscars, because he need one. So, I'm like, all right. I just need like certain celebrities to just not say anything right now. It is not perfect time, because everyone is hypersensitive right now, and you saying something like that is just gonna be breaking a lot of eggshells.
Yeah, no, agreed.
Yeah, a lot of people getting canceled right now. A lot of people, like, get the comedian Chris D'Elia. He just got canceled yesterday. Because he is literally his character from Workaholics and second season of You, being a dude who is a predator.
I haven't seen you. I did see what show is that? That guy from that 70s show got accused of 3 cases of rape.
Yeah, I really want to see how this plays out because this is from investigations that happened back in 2001 and 2003. It's like 20 years later. I'm like, it's about time, but I'm like, hopefully whatever evidence they have, it sticks. If not, he's going to get away with it.
Has he put out any statements?
He's put out his statements, saying he's maintaining his innocence for these cases. He's like, these cases were investigated back then. They didn't meet any merit. I have not been convicted of anything, and that was it. It's really gonna be interesting because he's a Scientologist. So.
Oh, the church got all that money, so I'm sure he'll step right out of it. If the church has his back, exactly. He's all set. Because like the church of Scientologists has certain Scientology has enough money. He's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be difficult because it gets messy when the victims were also in relationships with him.
Mm.
Yeah, so like it's really messy when it comes down to that because it's like, yeah, he was in relationships with them. Then it's like they said this incident happened, but then they broke up with him like 2 months later.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'm like, this is gonna be like one of those cases to follow.
So,
let's see that one. Did you see the Amber Heard news?
Amber Heard? No, what happened?
Oh, her legal team quit.
Ah! Uh-oh. Somebody found a lie. Well.
Nick, there's enough recordings of all their sessions of her lying and stuff like that. So I'm like, her legal team was like, yeah, you're not getting out of this probably. And they were just like, they bounced. It's gonna be an apology tour for everyone
who got anybody who came for Johnny Depp gotta eat that contrition sauce. Cause what you mean? What do you mean? Are you gonna say sorry? Cause Johnny didn't do it.
And you know what? The best part would be that he gets all this stuff cleared out just in time before they start up trying to do a soft reboot of the Pirates franchise.
I mean, didn't they already have an idea for 5, though? They were already, like, 5 was already going to be a thing. They could just throw him in there as a cameo.
Because they're talking about, like, Karen Gillian taking over, like, being the woman pirate, but if they did a cameo, you have Johnny Depp.
Yes, the thing is, all this time I was like, that should have been what it was. It should have been that from jump, and then you guys are playing dumb and being silly, but that's what it should have been. And then maybe bring Keith Richards back. No, is Keith still with him?
Yeah, Keith Richards. Yeah, who is Johnny Depp's dad?
Yeah, have another family reunion. I mean, he's still here. I think that would be amazing. Like that, somebody should be planning that right now because when Disney was trying to cut ties with him, I was like, y'all are dumb. Like, I mean, I get it, but Disney's done that before. Look what they did to What's-His-Face. So I get it. Like, they're just trying to, like, save face and make sure they make the right decision politically, not politically, but like, you know, with their fan base, whatever. But nah, Amber, I'm so so angry.
Yeah, it's funny though. It's like this. Disney was like, okay, they're iffy on Johnny Depp. Well, Warner Brothers, like, yeah, we're doubling down, like, Johnny Depp all the time. We're good with Johnny Depp. Especially J.K. Rowling, who's also been in a mess couple last week.
Yeah. I mean, J.K., I just want her to, I don't even know. Like, I don't even want to touch it because I'm just like, I hear you, girl, but I need you to, like, stop. Like, I can't even say that. Stop talking. Like, you're making it worse. And I don't even know how to, like, conceptualize it. Because it's like, you're not listening. And I know that you understand that people are hurt and angry. But you are, like, digging your feet in. And I just, I don't know where the ground is. I don't know how you get to, I don't know. And I don't even know how to, like, wave that because that's not my space. I mean, I don't even know how to say that. Like, I don't know. I just know that, like, the people who are telling me what the right words are and the right way to treat people are saying that what she's saying is wrong. So, I don't know, man. It's tough. Because I'm not giving up my fandom and the books are written and I love Harry Potter. But she needs to stop talking. Be quiet.
Pretty much.
Like, just shut up. That's what I want to say to her. Stop talking and go away.
Yeah, JK needs to go relax for a little while.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
But other than that, that'd be good. Yeah. What else has been happening around?
Oh, so the whole kerfuffle where people were like, oh my God, Beyonce signed a new contract with Disney. She's going to be in Black Panther 2. And I was like, Jesus in heaven, if you love me, Lord, that is not a thing. Like, that can't possibly be a thing. Nobody in their rightful mind would put Mrs. Carter in a Marvel movie. Like, nobody who thought anything was sacred would do that. And I was right. It was false. First of all, nobody would put her in a Marvel movie. Second of all, she damn sure could not have been Storm. Are you kidding?
Hell no.
Are you kidding? She can't even speak English properly. You want her to have an accent? No.
Well, she gonna be from Africa, visa Houston?
Bro, exactly. She can't. The girl cannot do anything but Houston shouting. No, she cannot. No, thank you. She was playing freaking Nala as a Houston. Stop. I'm kidding. You know what? I'm mad now. I cannot. I'm so mad. So when people are like, oh my God. And then even her bees couldn't come to her defense. Like, they tried for like half a second and then they were like, well, you know, actually. She's not the best. Then they were like, oh, well, maybe it's just a soundtrack. Okay, well, I don't need that either because the Lion King soundtrack sucked. So I said it. Anyhow.
That's fine.
All of it was a lie. It was somebody ran with some false information. She is not going to be in Black Panther 2. She is not, you know, whatever, signed up to do any movies. So, relax. We will not be forced by Disney to endure any of Beyonce's horrible acting. Thank the Lord in heaven. And then the people who are like, this is not the time to be, like, bringing down Black women. Nobody's bringing down anybody. We're talking about the truth. The truth is the truth, always.
Yeah, we're not J. Cole.
Oh my God, what is wrong with him? How do you build your whole career talking about I'm, you know, smart, intelligent, and then turn around and be like, I don't read books? If you don't go sit your butt.
Don't worry, No Name came out with a little song that's like over a minute long, and explained everything on her side, and it's like, J. Cole, you out here writing songs about me, why you ain't worried about everything out here that's going on with George Floyd and all this other stuff?
He lost. I was like, he's lost. I mean, we should have known
it. He's been
he
lost.
Broke up with he broke up with that girl from Glee, and he made that other song. That's when we should have known he had a problem.
He been had a problem. I'm like, I'm not a Jermaine fan. I'm like, I'll give you a couple songs. That's about it. But other than that, you give me Hotep vibes. I'm not with the Hotep stuff.
I don't know that he was that mad. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I wasn't really following his music like that. I just know that he was in a category of certain types of rappers, right? He had a couple of hits. He was on features. Like, he was on a lot of features that I enjoyed. But I wasn't following him like that. But apparently, he's got issues.
Yeah, he got issues.
I'm not subscribing. No, thank you. I don't need that. I don't need a subscription. I'm good.
Yeah, I would have been happy if he would have stayed. He would have stayed and remained a person that didn't have Grammys, because he doesn't submit his albums for Grammys. I'm like, okay, but fortunately he does.
I love Chance put out a tweet. He was like, yet another L for men masking patriarchy and gaslighting as constructive criticism. Not that Chance is off the hook for a lot of stuff either, but at least I thought that that was...
Yeah.
I thought that he was right about that.
Yeah.
A whole lot of dudes like to pretend that they're, like, for the cause and down for the people, but then turn around and, like, you know, say horrible things about women because they only like certain types of... It's just weird. Like, you either love black women or you don't. Like, there's no in-betweens. There's no, like, you love some of us. You either love us or you don't. And I'm not in the mood, especially now when they're killing us on television, on camera, with no, like, pause. Even when we're yelling and protesting and writing books and articles and tweeting and all the social media about it, and they're still doing it. They're lynching people in 2020, and they got the nerve to call it suicides. And you're sitting here hating on black women. Okay, well, all right. Thanks. That's exactly what we need right now.
It is ridiculous. It's like, it's just so much going on.
I mean, how many in the past week, 7 people found hanging? I mean, is it that we haven't been hearing these hanging stories before and all of a sudden they're making it to the news? Because the news, let me just tell you, the news is messed up because you're not hearing as many stories about the protests, but they're still going on everywhere. Like, they're still going on. Massive protests are going on, but the news isn't covering them. Why? Because there's no looting. There's no fires. There's no, you know what I mean? People aren't breaking stuff. So the news reporters aren't there.
Exactly, but they want to record anytime. They want to be there when it's like, oh, something's burning, like, oh, they burnt down the Wendy's because of killing Rashad Brooks. It's like, that was white people. Wasn't blacks. And I'm like, it's always white people doing all this crazy bullshit out there, and they're about to blame black people until it's like, nah, we got video. It was this white person. This white person over here. It's not this. It was a Karen. A Karen did it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Crazy. I thought I was going to get into another Facebook argument today on a friend's page because a Karen popped up and saying it was wrong for Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook to take down that Trump ad. I was like, okay, I'm about to get banned for 30 days. can't go back to Facebook jail. It's too much. 3 days was hard enough. I had to make a whole new profile and everything. I was like, I don't like this. Fucking Candace Owens and fucking Hodge twins.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hopefully shit gets better. It's been like an okay week with the Supreme Court recently.
No, the Supreme Court is definitely doing its job. And I think that
for
what it's got, it's, I mean, I don't know that, well, I don't know. I think that there are definitely some cases that people don't agree with the decisions that they made, but I feel like, I don't know, everyone's like all shocked about what they've done. But I mean, if you look at the law, the way that the laws were written, I think they're just doing what the law says. I mean, I know that just sounds like me being like, whatever, but I think that they're just like, the law actually is on the favor of what's right. And I don't think that they're being like prejudice towards like morality, because you can't really legislate morality. But I think a lot of people are surprised by Gorsuch or whatever his name is, whatever the appointee, one of the appointees that Trump put in, because they really thought that he was going to toe the company line. And he wrote one of the positive responses to one of the rulings. So people are like, oh wait, he's not toeing the line like we thought he was. Which, okay, that part's surprising, but I think the rulings make 100% sense based on like what was brought to them legal-wise. And I'm not a lawyer, I would like to be one day, but like, I mean, I think they're making the correct decision. So yeah, I'm so happy. Like, yeah, your employer should not be able to fire you because of who you fall in love with. Or the body that you decide that you're comfortable in. Like, that, those are not reasons that should hinder you from doing your job. So, they should be under the Equal Rights Amendment. Right? So, that was a good
decision. You're 100% right.
That was a great decision. And DECA, of course that was illegal. Of course it was. Of course it was. So... Mm-hmm.
Only other person that I need to out that damn fucking Trump cabinet is Betsy.
She's a piece of work. I don't even know how she sleeps at night, but whatever.
I don't know. Soundly, I think she owns a yacht, so I'm like, she's in that upper crust of. She has so much money, she does not care about anyone else but her ideals, and she doesn't care. She feels like she has no compassion, she has no sympathy. I'm like, she's a robot, and it's so fucked up that so many students are getting fucked over because of her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But what I do know is that it boggles my mind that there are whole departments in the government that never got new heads in the 3 years that he was in office. Like, that's wild.
There's so many temporary, just like,
yep, acting. Yep.
There's like so many of them. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, he's not once had a full cabinet.
Not once.
Of people.
Not once. And the turnover rate. Are you serious?
I cannot wait until I think was it. I'm gonna have to go watch that 60 minute episode of. I think it's 60 minutes or something. Like, it's one of the news programs on Sunday. They're talking with John Bolton, and he's gonna spill the tea on a lot of stuff that happened with Trump.
John Bolton's a coward.
Also want to see.
He's a coward. Sir, you could have done more for your country by bringing this up while you had the chance to like affect change, but instead you wanted to make money off a book. But okay, do you?
I'm telling you this now, even if he did testify, it wouldn't have mattered. Senate was going to acquit that man anyway. Like, Mitch McConnell, Senate are all spineless, except Romney.
Mittens is my boy. That's my G right there. Our money. That's my dude. Romney's been my dude since 2008. And I love him. I've always loved him. And I really wish, I don't know. Listen, I caught mad flack, so I'm not going to bring it up now. But I loved me some Mitt Romney a lot. He was very special to me. He was Massachusetts' governor for a few years. So I loved him. I think he would have made an excellent president. But, you know, our boy Barack was there, and that was just what was going to happen. So, you know. But Romney could have done a lot. And I wish he would run last time. I know why he didn't. But I wish he had. But it would have split the party. The party needed to be split. The Republican Party needs to be split. It was already split when, McCain ran. When McCain ran, the party was already splitting. When the Tea Party popped up, they should have split that off and made it its own thing. Instead of taking the Tea Party under its wing, they should have been like, all right, bye. Like, they should have separated out. And the Republicans should have become the moderate party, because they would have rounded up all of the less liberal Democrats who are kind of moderates and aren't as like out there as like the super libs like your boy Sanders. And then the Democrats would have become more left leaning, and the Republican Party would have been the moderate party, and then you would have had this like Tea Party fringe, which has now overrun the Republican Party, and it's who Trump's base is. So, I mean, they should have split back then, and then we would be fine, because they would be a low percentage, and the conservative line, which has really been the American line, I have to say, for the longest time, even before Reagan, would have been okay. But that's not what happened. Because the uneducated masses took over, and here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Here are we. So, not to, like, I know this has been, like, super downy, because, yes, June is better than May, but still lots of stupid crap happening. What are we watching to while away the hours while we wait for the world to end on Sunday? Just kidding. I am excited about Umbrella Academy coming back. You saw the promo shots?
I saw some of the promo shots. I can't wait for the new season. It seems like I want to read the comic.
Yes, you should read the comic.
I'm like, I don't want to be spoiled. Honestly,
you should read the comic.
I don't know. I might. I'll try to read the comic.
Okay, the show's going to be different from the comic, so it's not like you're gonna spoil yourself.
Okay.
What else? What else are you looking forward to seeing?
I don't know. I gotta still finish. I gotta get back into Space Force. I've been watching.
That show is so weird.
F is for Family. I love that show. It's a great animated show on Netflix with Bill Burr is the dad of the show. I've been watching Dating Around Season 2 on Netflix. It is a great dating show. It's different than other dating shows, but I was like, this works. This is actually interesting. I'm gonna dive into that BDSM movie apparently everyone's been watching on Netflix. 365 Days.
I mean, people, yeah. I mean, I feel like anytime anything comes out about sex, people are like, oh my God, it's a new thing. But yeah, I thought I would check that out, see why everybody was all excited about. But I don't know, anytime there's any alternative lifestyle thing, people are like, oh my God, it's a new whatever. Okay, whatever. Yeah.
I watched like maybe 10 minutes of it, and I saw at least a masturbation scene and a dude forcibly getting head on a plane from a stewardess. I was like, oh, this is really rough. Gotcha. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. People are weird. Like, I don't know. I don't know why people are so obsessed with, well, I do know. But it's weird.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Pose Season 2 yet?
Did I ever watch Pose? Should be your question.
Oh, you did not watch Pose at all yet?
Listen, I don't watch TV. Are we at 50 shows? Yeah, we're almost at 50 shows. I don't watch television. So, no. Like, I haven't seen Pose. I still haven't seen Blackish. I haven't seen Mixish. I haven't seen Grownish. I haven't seen a lot of shows. So, no, I haven't. I know it's amazing. Billy Porter is queen, king, emperor. Everything, but no, I haven't seen.
No, well, just I was gonna say, season 2 just dropped on Netflix, so if you want to, you can check it out eventually.
Yeah, I'm telling you this. I realized that I have HBO Max. I didn't realize that I had it before. I don't know why I didn't know that I had it. So
I have it as well.
Going to spend my next week watching all of the Studio Ghibli stuff. So that's what I'll be doing. This is what I should be doing is watching all the Studio Ghibli stuff. And then my sister is coming to visit after that. And so I've been holding off watching Avatar. You know, I'm not a binger. She is. My sister is a binger. So she binges. I haven't watched Avatar again. So when she comes, we'll watch Avatar. She's gonna be here the week. I'm sure we'll finish it. So we'll watch Avatar. Cause we're not going out. Next year is maybe in phase 2, but I'm staying in my house. but yeah. So I am looking forward to Umbrella Academy. I'm looking forward to Hamilton, which comes out July 3rd. Woo! I'm so excited. I can't wait. I love Hamilton to play. So good. So that's gonna be fun. Disney Plus is making us wait and wait. In a wait. I need my Mandalorian now. I need my Falcon and Winter Soldier yesterday. I want it right now. Give me.
And I want everything I want. I want all the Marvel stuff. I want Black Widow already. I'm really upset these NBA players. If they do this thing to restart the season, they get to watch Black Widow before everyone else.
Well, if you learn to play basketball and get signed to an NBA team, then you can watch it too.
Yeah, I get it because they're going to sign an NDA contract, but they're also going to be told to like, hey, you need to watch all this stuff early, but you're going to tweet it out and give us advertisement on it so everyone gets hyped to see it. When theaters open again.
Yeah, so I don't even know why they're doing that. The movie must not be good.
No, the movie must be amazing, and that's probably why they're doing it. So it's like, this is free advertisement from NBA players who all have millions and millions of followers. It's So it's like, when it's time to Black Widow start up again, they didn't gotta spend that much money on the marketing campaign as they did before. Gotta save that money. Gotta save those coins, since you're only gonna be able to open up, what, 25%, 30% of capacity in all these parks? I really need to see how they're gonna open up these Disney parks. I saw something about them talking about, well, these people have to be in like a 14-day quarantine before they can come into our parks and everything. I'm like, how can you enforce something like that? How are you even going to be sure that anyone was actually in like a 14-day quarantine before they enter your park?
I don't know.
It's
going
to be very strange in the new world. Vaccine needs to hurry up. I need to get back to normalcy.
I don't know how you do that. That is a good question.
Especially you. You're the resident Disney file. So I'm like, and you love Disney World. So I'm like,
So they're going to open up on the 11th, and I wanted to go on a Disney cruise for my birthday this year. My birthday's in November. In case any of you wanted to help me celebrate it. Just kidding. I'm originally in November, and I wanted to go on a Disney cruise because I had so much fun on the Disney cruise I went on last year. And now, you know, that's not happening. I don't trust them at the moment. And I was like, okay, if I don't do the cruise, like, maybe I was going to go to Disneyland. Because I've never been to Disneyland. I want to go to Disney World. And, you know, going to Disneyland in November, you know, might be cool or whatever. But, I mean, I don't even know when I'm going to feel comfortable getting on a plane again, you know? So, I don't know how I feel about Disney. And then, like, I mean, I'm sure you can go to an amusement park and wear a mask and feel whatever. But, like, I don't know. Crowds and people, it just, like, I don't feel comfortable going to a con. Like a Comic-Con, I can't imagine going to a
like. Park. I mean,
so like, I don't
feel good like, about going like to, San Diego. This
I don't feel good about going to a con because you're inside a building. You know what I mean? Like you're in a confined space, and cons already smell, and people are already gross. So no, but like at least with like an amusement park or not an amusement park, a Disneyland or a Disney World. I guess an amusement park. Some of it's outside, right? So, like, you there's a little bit more space and, like, freedom. But, like, you still, some of those lines, you're inside a building. Where are you going to go?
It's going to be very interesting on how they're going to do all this. Like, me, I already seen one of the conventions that I usually try to go to every year is Rhode Island Comic Con, and they just canceled that one for this year. And they moved it to summer 2021 to do a combination of the 2020 Rhode Island Comic Con and their TerrorCon. So they'll have one in summer, then have another Rhode Island Comic Con in the winter. So it's like, all right, I'm waiting for New York to cancel theirs.
Yeah, I don't know what New York is doing. I don't know what New York is doing because they canceled all of their other. So this Reed Pop, right? So Reed Pop has canceled all of their other shows. All of their other shows have been canceled, but they haven't said anything about New York. And I'm like, what is going on? Like they had BookCon, which is their book convention that happens usually every year in the Javis Center in June. They had that virtually. So when they did that, I was like, oh, they're canceling New York or New York's going to be virtual. So part of me thinks that they're trying to figure out a way to make New York Comic Con virtual and they're still working out whatever the kinks are of that to like gain some money. To be able to charge for something for that, and that's why they haven't canceled yet. Because like Reed Pop also does Star Wars Celebration, and Star Wars Celebration has been postponed until 2022.
2022, which will be probably when the new movie comes out. So
also because
which is best for that time.
In 2021, the time frame where they would have Star Wars Celebration is when D3 is. So,
I
don't know. I feel like I don't know what Repop is doing and why New York hasn't, but I know artists who bought tables for New York Comic Con. And my thing is, I'm always asking them, like, did you get a refund yet? Have you gotten a refund yet? Because, like, what's going on? Like, if they get a refund, then we know what's up, you know?
Exactly.
I don't know what's going on.
And I feel like they're just like, I feel like they're just playing the fucking waiting game at this point. And they're going to be like, well, if we could still try to have this event, it's in October. We're still in the summer. So they could bring out like a vaccine any moment now or something, and they'll be saved and they can have the thing and put all these tickets in late in August or September, be like, hey, tickets are open. Try to buy them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, LeakyCon, the Harry Potter one, is in July, and they didn't cancel until last week. And I was like, are y'all serious? The week before last, so the end of May. And I was like, y'all really waiting for the last minute? Like, seriously? But whatever.
I worry about Florida because I've seen some Florida having some cons really soon. I was like, oh god, people are gonna get sick. And I'm like, that's on y'all. Y'all wanna have this convention. People should not be at the conventions right now. It is not the time. Convention season is canceled until 2021 or 2022 at this point, when there's a vaccine, then conventions can start.
Yeah, convention season is definitely canceled. Definitely canceled. I'm sad about it, but everybody, you know, cosplay at home. You can cosplay at home. I mean, those of you who are like obsessed with TikTok, because gosh knows it's a lot of people, have at it, dress up, and put up a video.
I'm more pissed because of what's the name? What is it? Awesome Con, because they postponed from August until December of this year. So I know that one's gonna get pushed back again until probably until late 2021 or something again. So I'm like. And I hate that one because they was like, okay, well, if you put in press and you got in for press, that's fine, but you're going to have to do this all over again and put in for press again for our convention in December. I'm like, wait, if you already gave me press, why do I get press? And then I got to do press all over again because now it's invalid because you changed dates. That's stupid.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, so I'm like, they're going to do that all over again. So I'm like, fuck. Annoying. But it's just going to be a bad con. It's like, it's not time for cons. It's time for all these virtual cons, though. And like with all these virtual conventions, I've kind of seen that certain things kind of don't need to exist anymore. And one thing that I feel like does not need to exist is the electronic convention E3. That convention does not need to exist anymore. With the way all these virtual conventions have been going on now, with all these new systems, new companies, and everything else like that, with like Sony's press conference and their unveiling of the new PS5. I cannot wait. I'm definitely getting the digital edition.
Yeah, so I definitely am gonna get the PS5, I believe, for the simple fact that it's gonna, you can play Blu-rays on it, so I'm gonna get the full version, not the digital. And I saw online it was leaked that this guy in France found the pricing. Where did I see that? And the regular version is gonna be like the non-digital version is gonna be like $500, which is perfect. So a concept designer and tech creator, Ben Geskin, recently stumbled upon apparently price leaked of the upcoming Sony PlayStation 5 on Amazon's French website, listing the standard model at 499 euro and the digital edition that lacks the physical disc drive at 399 euro. This would mean that the price stateside would be $499 USD and $399. The page, which has since been updated to remove the leaked information, also listed a release date of November 20th in France. So, happy birthday to moi.
Yeah, 2 days before your birthday.
Well, that's France. I don't know if it gets released before us or after us. All I'm saying is, that's when I'm buying myself for my birthday this year. I'm going to get a PlayStation. So, everyone keeps saying to get a PlayStation 4. And, like, see how I like it. And before buying the PlayStation 5, but, like, I don't know. Like, because if I get the PlayStation 4, why would I get the 5?
I don't know. I got to see when it's the perfect time for me to trade in my PlayStation 4.
Right.
I put it in for store credit to get right. a 5.
So, I'm like, I'm not buying a 4 to, like, just turn around in 4 months to get a 5. I might get a Switch to use right now. But
I'm debating that one right now because I just saw a game that was probably my favorite game on the Game Boy Advance, and they just updated it and put it on, they're putting it on the Switch. I'm like contemplating, like, right now, I'm like, do I need to buy a Switch? Do I need to get a Switch Lite? I might need to get a Switch Lite so I don't have to buy an actual Switch.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but I think I might get one. I'm playing Pocket Camp, which is Animal Crossing for the phone. And it's fun. That's cool.
Yeah, you should be alright with that one.
I don't have to do a lot of fighting, right? I don't have to do a lot of, like, battle. I mean, there's a little bit of battle, obviously, because there's villains and stuff. But, like, there's, like, quests, right?
Oh, it's battling and stuff like that. Like, you'll have fun doing the games. It's like you're going from point A to point B to do something, but you're following the storyline to a point where it's like, oh, it's kind of like, certain activities you would have seen in the movies, but you're like, yeah, like, but you're doing it like, oh, when, like, the Hercules arc and stuff, like, you're helping Herc get his courage, or helping Herc go in and try to break the deal that he had, that Meg had with Hades, and stuff like that. Like, you're following, like, the movie arcs and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I think I'm gonna try that as a game that I can put my feet in. And then, unlike other games that have, like, storylines and, like, you know, where I don't have to fight, that's what I want. I want, like, storylines and quests and, like, challenges and, like, figure things out. But, like, I don't want to, like, fight.
Alright.
No big, big tulips for me. Thank you. And then obviously I want to paint Tetris because I'm excellent at it. That was my game on my Wii. I played Tetris and I played all the Wii sports. That's all I did with my Wii. Tetris and Wii sports. And I was excellent at all the Wii sports. And I gave it to my sister. But I think that
Wii sports is
Corona. I keep calling it that. Everyone should be finding ways to stay uplifted, to keep their minds agile, to find ways to not be focused on what's going on in the news all the time. Obviously, stay informed. Obviously, stay active. Do what you can for the cause. Not all of us can protest. Some of us have health issues that stop us, prevent us. Some of us have to work, you know, because we need our paychecks. But you know, anything you can do for the cause, there's so much you can do, even from your home. Even, you know, if it's volunteering your time, being a phone call center, you know, calling people, calling your senator, you know, donating money, donating time, being a contact tracer, all of that stuff. Just do something. And there's lots of resources online. But don't spend all of your time doing that. Also, spend some time internally doing some self-care. If that's watching your favorite shows, listening to your favorite music, playing video games, sleeping. Definitely make sure you're sleeping. All of that, because we have to take care of ourselves, because clearly not everybody in the government or law enforcement is trying to take care of us. So, you know, take care of yourself.
Yep. And also, some people, if you need to talk to people, seek out your friends. Talk to them. It's a very trying time in America. Sometimes you just need to talk to people, and if you have friends, they're there for you for situations like this. So, start reaching out.
Yeah, and I mean, even to take the next step and find a psychologist, find a therapist, find a social worker, and get, you know, someone else to talk to, but definitely talk to someone. Don't, like, carry the burden on your own. But yeah, definitely reach out to people. You don't have to do it alone. You definitely don't. Thank you, though, for listening and hearing us rant and rave about current issues, TV, movies, and life in general as Black nerds trying to navigate the U.S. in today's crazy, crazy world. But as always, sir, it was a pleasure talking to you tonight.
Yeah, it was great talking to you tonight as well.
All right, see you on the flip side on another time. And hopefully
I'll have more shows that I've seen. No, I have lots of shows that are on my list.
I'll have some more free time now that I've taken some time off. So I'll have some more shows that I've watched
the next time we chat. So we'll have more to discuss.
All right.
All right. See you later.
Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Oh, I have ambitions. Dreams. But dreams don't come cheap.
I saw a demon on my shoulder. It's looking like patriarchy. Like scrubbing blood off the ceiling and bleaching another carpet. How my house get on it? Why Toya and Body don't embody all the life she wanted? The baby just 19. I know I dream all black. I say not everything. Immortalizing tweets all caps. They say they found her dead. One girl missing, another one go missing. One girl missing another, but niggas in the back, quiet as a church mouse. Basement studio when duty calls to get the verse out. I guess the ego hurt now. It's time to go to work. Wow, look at him go. He really doubts to write about me when the world is in smokes. When it's people in trees. When George was begging for his mother saying he couldn't breathe. He thought to write about me. One girl missing, another one go missing. One girl missing, another one. Yo, but little did I know all my reading would be a bother. It's trans women being murdered, and this is all he can offer, and this is all y'all receive. Distract you from the convo with organizers. They talking abolishing the police, and it's a new world order. We democratizing Amazon, we burn down borders. This a new vanguard, this a new vanguard. I'm the new vanguard.